Noah Frank, Chris Cheon, welcome. We're previewing the Redskins-Green Bay wild card weekend playoff game on Sunday. First question for you, Noah. As Kirk Cousins goes, do the Redskins go?
I mean, that's interesting. I don't know that it's quite that simple. You can say that, you know, he has performed very well down the stretch. He's obviously just won his NFC Player of the Month award. All that is great, but there's a lot more that goes into that than simply him not turning the ball over or him, you know, meeting certain criteria in terms of passing yards and touchdowns. I think that it's a little more complex than just what Kirk Cousins does.
So, well, Big G, how about you? Are you buying into my one line statement or not?
Well, I am buying into that for the most part, but the problem is for me is Kirk Cousins has been playing remarkably, as we all know, over the past few weeks, but Green Bay's got a pretty good pass defense. They're sixth ranked in the NFL. Now, I think more so that the offense goes as Jordan Reed goes, because he, to me, is the biggest mismatch that's going to be on the field when the Redskins have the football. I don't see this secondary being able to contain him, so unless they have some sort of a plan where they're going to be stacking the box in the middle there to try and stop him, but I just don't see any realistic scenario in being able to stop Jordan Reed. That will at least be able to set up the run, which for the Redskins has been solid. I don't want to say great. It hasn't been poor, but I think Jordan Reed is the key to this offense.
All right. Offensive weapons on Green Bay's side, Noah?
Well, it's more sort of just getting back to a sense of being healthy. I'm going to throw out a name that I think is the single most important name that most people have probably never heard before, which is David Bakhtiari, who's the starting left tackle for Green Bay, who's been out the last two games, both of which they've lost, in which they've had 14 sacks and 23 quarterback hits, which is, you know, double the amount of quarterback hits, triple the amount of sacks that they'd had on average before he's gone. Of course, that's your blindside blocker. That's the guy who's protecting Aaron Rodgers, you know, from his blindside. So they've had to shuffle the line, do a lot of different things to try to compensate. It has not worked. Bakhtiari did not practice Wednesday. He was in and out of practice and on an exercise bike today. So, you know, it's we don't know if he's going to play. If he plays, their offensive line is whole again. That gives Aaron Rodgers an extra second or two, and we know what Aaron Rodgers can do in the pocket. If he has extra time, he's as good as any quarterback, really, in recent memory of buying time in the pocket, which allows the receivers to get downfield, which allows the offense to move.
So you're saying if this guy's in, stop looking at the Green Bay we've seen in recent weeks. It's a more complete team.
More complete team. Yeah, so Green Bay's 10-3 when he starts and plays the whole game, and they're 0-3 when he got to get injured earlier in the year in a game and left that they lost against the Lions, and then he was out the last two. So, I mean, that speaks pretty starkly to the difference between when he is in the game and when he's not, how well they can pass protect for Rodgers.
I completely agree with Noah. The fact of the matter is that Aaron Rodgers has been sacked 13 times in his last two games, and Washington's a team that's racked up 14 in its last three. So your blind side is your most important weapon when you're a quarterback, and the fact of the matter is that Aaron Rodgers does thrive when he is able to buy some time. I've seen him come countless times, especially last year against the Dolphins and amongst other teams. If you give him a minute and a half late in the game and he has time, he's going to make those throws. One more thing, too, I want to add. Eddie Lacy is a big X factor for this Green Bay offense, too. I'd like him better if this was 1 degree weather here in Washington, like it's going to be in Minnesota. But if they are able to run the football effectively against the Redskins defense, that can really make things difficult for the Redskins secondary, because that Rodgers will even have more time because the play action pass will be there.
The most comparable defense, there's not a lot of common opponents here that we can look at, but the most comparable defense in terms of rankings, in terms of touchdowns allowed, interceptions, you know, rushing yards, is probably the Chicago Bears to the Redskins. And so we're talking about, you know, what Green Bay's looking at, a team that we've seen them perform against. And as Chris mentioned, Eddie Lacy averaged about 100 yards in those two games against the Bears. They leaned on him. They've been kind of switching back and forth with his injuries and ineffectiveness between him and James Starks. But if those games are any indication, it seems like they would lead with Lacy. They'd lead with that sort of more of a power running back instead of stretching the edges of the defense.
Am I hearing from both you guys then that the crazed callers, let's call them this week, to Sports Talk Radio, people weighing in online who are really high on the Redskins, need to dial it back a bit if they want to be at all realistic about this?
I mean, my thing is they've performed very well. They're playing well. They're arguably playing their best football of the season right now, and that's great. And Green Bay is not. And so that speaks well. However, Washington did not beat a single team with a winning record this season. And I think we really need to think about that. You know, you have such a limited schedule in the NFL. The best team they beat was the 8-8 Buffalo Bills. And the Packers have beaten three playoff teams, including the Vikings they beat earlier in the season before this last week when Bakhtiari was out, when Rodgers was getting sacked a bunch. So they've beaten three playoff teams. They have the veteran quarterback that's been there, that's won a Super Bowl, that has the playoff experience. If they are whole, if they are on the mend, if they are back, you still have to think that they're a favorite.
Chris?
Normally, I weigh momentum more so than matchups when it comes to the playoffs, but I do think Green Bay does have the better matchup at this point. I originally picked Washington going into the week, but I think the experience that Aaron Rodgers has and the team has itself, they've been in this position before, will just barely give them the advantage this weekend. I'm picking Green Bay 23-21.
Your pick, Noah?
In spite of the weather, I could see this turning into something of a shootout. Both offenses are probably better than both defenses if everyone's kind of healthy and at full strength. Let's go 35-27 Green Bay.
Green Bay. A bit of a challenge, if I could, Noah, they haven't beaten a winning team. Don't you play who's in front of you? That's number one. And you mentioned the limited schedule in the NFL. And secondly, how many really superior teams are there out here? Patriots, Cardinals. So you could say a lot of teams have been playing a lot of other mediocre teams, and that's the state of the league this year.
Yeah, and it's you can look at it the glass half full, glass half empty. Washington had a pretty easy schedule this year, so they didn't play a lot of winning teams, but they also had a pretty easy schedule this year, so maybe that's how they got to 9-7. You can look at it both ways. They did have a chance against two of the teams that have sort of established themselves as being above the rest of the fray in New England and Carolina, and they got blown out by both of them. So, they haven't had a lot of opportunities. They haven't played those maybe lower seeded playoff teams, but you in the opportunities that they've had, we have not seen them play their best.
What does concern me, one last thing here, is that Teddy Bridgewater, a career low last week, 99 yards in the air. Granted, I know it was very cold in that game, but again, I'm going to keep pointing back to Green Bay's got a solid secondary, and I hope that Kirk Cousins does not resort to some of the old mistakes that he's made in the past with turnovers. I don't think that he will, but Green Bay can certainly really make this a game that the Redskins will not want to play in if they are able to turn over a couple times.
Yeah, and Green Bay is more of a playmaker kind of defense. They have guys who they're a little higher of a risk-reward defense as opposed to a defense that'll kind of bend, not break. And you have guys like Clay Matthews who can, swing a game just through his play. I think what Chris is saying is absolutely right. There will be some measure of patience required, and that we have seen from Kirk Cousins, but maybe hasn't been required of him as they've played really bad defenses, really the past 6 weeks. He's going to have to be patient. He's going to have to make sure he doesn't force that throw, take what comes to him.